Sri Srimad, the Divine Grace Agent, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Parivrajikacharya Ashtotara Satasri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Brihat Mridanga Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Devim Saraswati. Narang Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasim Tato Jayam Udirayet. That means before we recite this narration of the Bhagavatam, we offer our obeisances unto Lord Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So, this is the Granta Raj, the king of Shastras, scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text Number 15. And the chapter is Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. Wonderful description of the spiritual world. Bhagavatam describes in great detail the spiritual world where we are headed back to Godhead. No other scripture in the world has such descriptions of the residence, the place, the people, the land, what they do there, what they look like, how they dress. Prabhupada used to joke like that we know where Krishna lives, we have his address. Nobody else knows where God lives. But we know his name, his friends' names, where he lives, what he does, how he plays with the cows, the cowherd girls. So it's all here. And we just require a little shraddha, a little faith in our hearing process. And then it becomes manifest in our hearts also, and then gradually we attain to that kingdom. So this is text number 15. It's there. Yes. Please repeat. Dadarsha.
Dadarsha.
Tatrakila.
Tatrakila.
Satvatang. Pating. Shriya. Patim. Yagya. Patim, Jagat Patim, Sunanda, Nanda, Prabalar Hanadibhi, Sva, Parshadagrai, Parisevitang, Vibhum, Tadarsha Tatrakila Satvatam Patim, Shriyakpatim Yagyapatim Jagatpatim Sunanda Nanda Prabhalar Hanadibihi Svaparshadagrai Parisevitam Vibhum Dadarsha Tatra Kila Satvatam Patim Shriyakpatim Yagyapatim Jagatpatim Sunanda Nanda Prabhalar Hanadibihi Svaparshadagrai Parisevitam Vibhum Dadarsha Tatra Kila Satvatam Patim Shriyakpatim Yagyapatim Jagatpatim Sunanda Nanda Prabhalar Hanadibihi Svaparshadagrai Parisevitam Vibhum Darsha, Brahma. So they want to chant. I was waiting.
No,
ladies.
Darsha, Darsha, Kila, Satvatam Patim.
Last chance. Dadarsha Brahma saw Tatra there in Vaikuntha Loka Akila
entire
Satvatam
of the great devotees
Patim,
the Lord,
Shriya,
of the goddess of fortune,
Patim.
Patim.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Yagya.
Yagya.
Of sacrifice.
Of sacrifice.
Patim.
Patim.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Jagat.
Jagat.
Of the universe.
Of the universe.
Patim.
Patim.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Sunanda.
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 Nanda.
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 Prabala.
Prabala.
Prabhala. Arhana.
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 Adivihi.
Adivihi.
By them.
By them.
Svaparshada.
Svaparshada.
Own associates.
Own associates.
Agrai.
By the foremost.
Parisevitam.
Parisevitam.
Being served in transcendental love.
Being served in transcendental love.
Vibhum.
The great Almighty.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planets the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the entire devotee community, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe, and who is served by the foremost servitors like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, and Arhana, his immediate associates. Purport. When we speak of a king, it is naturally understood that the king is accompanied by his confidential associates, like his secretary, private secretary, aide-de-camp, ministers, and advisors. So also, when we see the Lord, we see him with his different energies, associates, confidential servitors, etc. So the Supreme Lord, who is the leader of all living entities, the Lord of all devotee sects, the Lord of all opulences, the Lord of sacrifices, and the enjoyer of everything in his entire creation, is not only the Supreme Person, but also is always surrounded by his immediate associates, all engaged in their loving transcendental service to him. Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planets the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the entire devotee community, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe, and who is served by the foremost servitors like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, and Arhana, his immediate associates. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitya Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Kucharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtatya Desha Tarne. How much time? Half an hour or quarter of?
We go generally quarter to nine with the questions.
Yeah, okay. This is the second time this happened to me, that I get a verse with my name in it. Of course, it's not me. I'm speaking Nanda and Sunanda, just as a little introduction there before I get into the philosophy part, but Nanda and Sunanda are the Vaikuntha airplane drivers of Lord Vishnu, and in this material world, and I gather in the spiritual world as well. So they accompany the Lord in his transcendental Vimana. I couldn't tell you where anything about their travels, I'm the servant of Sunanda, so that's how I got the name. Prabhupada gave me that name. So it's always nice to see that name here in the Bhagavatam. It gives us, again, an idea, and as Prabhupada is saying here in the purport, Krishna is not alone. We don't worship Krishna alone. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything emanates from him. But we don't worship him alone. We worship the Lord with his devotees and his paraphernalia. Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Padam. What's the rest?
Tasmat
Paratram Devi Tadiyanam Samacham. That the Lord Shiva was instructing his wife that the best worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu, but even better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his paraphernalia, Tadiyanam. So his paraphernalia means his devotees. We brought the Lord Nityananda's padukas with us from Mayapur and Lord Nrsingadev's helmet and his devotees like all of you. This is the recognition of the Lord manifesting in all of these objects. They become transcendental objects. And by serving, by worshiping, by associating with all these objects, the Bhagavatam also, it's the sound incarnation of the Lord. So ultimately in spiritual vision, everything becomes the Lord. There's nothing that's different from him. There's nothing separate from him. Everything is his energy. As this verse states very nicely here, that he's the Lord of the entire devotee community, the Lord of the goddess of fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, the Lord of the universe. Everything emanates from him. Janmadyasya yatonvayaditratashchartheshva vignasvarat. The first verse of the Bhagavatam. He's the source of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Nadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Supreme Controller, the origin of everything, the cause of all causes. He has no other cause other than himself. All energies manifest from him, the material energy, the spiritual energy, the jiva energy, tatastha shakti. So ultimately, everything is Krishna. But at the same time, it's not Krishna. Not directly Krishna. It's his energies, his manifestations. So that's a very basic part of our philosophy, achintya bheda bheda tattva, that the Lord simultaneously is one and different from everything. But there's still differences. There's simultaneously oneness and simultaneously difference, all at the same time. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is inconceivable. We cannot imagine his position. We cannot imagine his nature. We can only partially conceive of it. And as our devotion increases, that nature and the nature of the spiritual world and our relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes more and more revealed. And then we understand him more. Krishna consciousness is only revealed through devotional service, not through mental speculation or study or grammar, learning Sanskrit, or by charity or official worship or austerities, penances, jnana, yoga. Krishna says this several times in the Bhagavad Gita. Naham vedarina tapasa na danena na chejaya. It's the rest. Jahi shatram mahabaho yayedam dayate jagat. Many other places, I'm not understood by all of these other processes. But rather, he says, Vedeshu, Yagyeshu, Tapakshu, Chaiva, Daneshu, Yagpunya Phalam, Patishtam, Atyeti, Tatsarvam, Idam Viditva, Yogi Paramstanam Upaiti Chadyam. And this means that one who is a devotee, Yogi Paramstanam, he's automatically, all of the other processes are included in devotional service. One who is a devotee, he achieves the benefits, the results of yoga, meditation, charity, austerities. It's included because devotional service is our constitutional position. We are all originally part and parcel of Krishna. Going back to the spiritual world means we engage in devotional service. So everything that is, I guess you could say, lesser or a means for achieving that ultimate goal or achievement is included in devotional service. And liberation is standing at the feet of the devotee waiting to serve him. You know the verse Pran Govinda? What is that verse? Liberation is waiting at the feet of the...
Mukti Sayam Kuri Taranjali Sevadiyasman Karma Artha Kramamusha Samadhyakrish.
So all of these other processes, all other aspects of spirituality and are included in devotional. They're achieved by the devotee automatically. All scriptural understanding is there within devotional service, and it's said that one who's chanting Hare Krishna faithfully, attentively, that means that he's studied all of the shastras, all the scriptures, and performed yoga and meditation and austerities throughout his for previous births. And now he's surpassed it, actually. He's come to the conclusion of all the other processes. So here we have a nice description of the spiritual world. This gives us, as we read these descriptions of the spiritual world and what Krishna's doing there and the residence and their attitude, as Prabhupada says here in the purport, all of them are engaged in their loving transcendental service to him. And in one of the previous verses, actually I wanted to read some of these previous verses because the description is so nice. From text number 4, O King, the personality of Godhead, being very much pleased with Lord Brahma, because of his non-deceptive penance in Bhakti Yoga, presented his eternal and transcendental form before Brahma, and that is the objective goal for purifying the conditioned soul. One little comment is that his tapa, as he performed tapa penance, was considered devotional service. So there's not the type of tapa that penance of the impersonalists or yogis. He was specifically worshipping Krishna through his tapasya. Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of his lotus feet, and while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. While thus engaged in thinking in the water, Brahma heard twice from nearby two syllables joined together. One of the syllables was taken from the 16th and the other from the 21st of the Sparsha alphabets, and both joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life. Tapa, tapasya. When he heard the sound, he tried to find the speaker, searching on all sides. But when he was unable to find anyone besides himself, he thought it wise to sit down on his lotus seat firmly and give his attention to the execution of penance as he was instructed. So many relevant points here. Lord Brahma underwent penances for 1,000 years by the calculations of the demigods. He heard this transcendental vibration from the sky, and he accepted it as divine. Thus he controlled his mind and senses, and the penances he executed were a great lesson for the living entities. Thus he is known as the greatest of all ascetics. The personality of Godhead, being thus very much satisfied with the penance of Lord Brahma, was pleased to manifest his personal abode, Vaikuntha, the supreme planet above all others. This transcendental abode of the Lord is adored by all self-realized persons freed from all kinds of miseries and fear of illusory existence. In that personal abode of the Lord, the material modes of ignorance and passion do not prevail, nor is there any of their influence in goodness. There is no predominance of the influence of time. So what to speak of the illusory external energy? It cannot enter that region. Without discrimination, both the demigods and the demons worship the Lord as the devotees. The inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets are described as having a glowing sky bluish complexion. But this is not Goloka Vrindavan, of course, but this is Vaikuntha. Their eyes resemble lotus flowers. Their dress is of yellowish color, and their bodily features very attractive. They are just the age of growing youths. They all have four hands. They are all nicely decorated with pearl necklaces with ornamental medallions, and they all appear to be effulgent. Some of them are effulgent like coral and diamonds in complexion, and have garlands on their heads, blooming like lotus flowers, and some wear earrings. The Vaikuntha planets are also surrounded by various airplanes, all glowing and brilliantly situated. These airplanes belong to the great Mahatmas, or devotees of the Lord. The ladies are as beautiful as lightning because of their celestial complexions. And all these combined together appear just like the sky, decorated with both clouds and lightning. The goddess of fortune in her transcendental form is engaged in the loving service of the Lord's lotus feet. And being moved by the black bees, followers of spring, she is not only engaged in variegated pleasure, service to the Lord, along with her constant companions, but is also engaged in singing the glories of the Lord's activities. So as I said earlier, nowhere is there any description of the kingdom of God, the spiritual world, like here in the Bhagavatam. It's all right here. We can meditate on this, speak about it, discuss it, understand it. And it's so enlivening because we know that we have a place where we're going. We are not impersonalists, where God is not just an impersonal energy or a light or a feeling like love. But God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an abode. There are people there, men, women, airplanes, forests, trees, mountains. Everything that we see here is there in its perfect form, unadulterated form, free of all the modes of material nature, free of time, past and future. It's the eternal present. And one lives there eternally in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his service, in his transcendental loving service. So this is a wonderful message. It's a wonderful opportunity given to us by our acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, and by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to release ourselves from this suffering material world. This material world is full of suffering, pain, birth and death. My mother is 95 years old and I'm helping to take care of her, but she's that age. She prefers if she would die. The suffering is so intense. The pains in the body, every day something else. I have a godbrother whose mother passed away at 103 years old, she could hardly hear, she could hardly see anymore. So it's endless, the suffering that takes place here in the material world. Of course, one appealing factor of the material world is you can perform sacrifices and yajnas and go to higher planetary systems and have a beautiful body and live for thousands of years and enjoy all types of facilities and sense enjoyment. But eventually you have to die. So there's no disease, old age, but eventually you have to die. And then you come back here, and then you prepare to do the same thing again. And if you mess up and perform sinful activities by accident or on purpose, then you have to suffer the consequences. Or if you're not in knowledge of those possibilities in higher realms, then you have to go to hellish regions and suffer for your sinful acts, and then eventually take birth in a lower form of life as a dog or a cat or a mouse or an insect. The laws of the material world are very strict. Krishna has created this whole place for our enjoyment, but ultimately the lesson to learn is that whether we're in the heavenly planets or on the hellish planets, some of the hellish planets are even as opulent as the heavenly planets. The enjoyments in some of these hellish regions are incredible, actually. There are hellish planets where there are punishments, but there are regions in the lower parts of the universe which are actually quite opulent. So whether we go up or down or stay in the middle region on the earthly planetary system, we're just wandering up and down in different bodies from one to another for millions of births, endless births. So the whole point is to learn our lesson and to begin to try to aspire to extract ourselves from this material region and enter into this region as Lord Brahma is doing here. Even though Lord Brahma is also a position in the material world, he's not necessarily going to be liberated just because he's Lord Brahma. He may not even be a pure devotee. There are so many Brahmas. Every universe has a Brahma, a creator. But he performs tapasya. There's a certain recognition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He performs tapasya. He performs penances in order to get empowered for his function in this material world. He's the creator of the facilities of the jiva souls who are conditioned, eternally conditioned souls in this material world. He is here to facilitate their travels throughout the material realm, up and down, to create those realms, the earthly regions, the higher regions, 14 planetary systems. He manifests all this. He performs the tapasya. He becomes empowered to do this as his service to the Lord. And if he becomes a pure devotee, he also goes back to the spiritual world. But this is our objective. We don't want to remain here in this material world. Prabhupada used to say, make this your last birth. If you give this one life to Krishna, make this your last birth. Dedicate this one life to Krishna and then you can go back to Godhead. That's easier said than done. And we have a lot of experience of that. Seeing difficulties that we all have personally, devotees have come and gone. Prabhupada used to say, don't be surprised who leaves. Be surprised who stays. So it's a very wonderful, happy process, but it's not as, it's very simple, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, service, distributing Prabhupada's books, serving the deities. All of these wonderful programs Prabhupada gave us, but Maya is very strong. Maya is very powerful. Daivihyeshi gunamayi mama maya durachaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Her job, her function is to entice us, to lure us to stay here. That's her thankless task to the Lord. She creates the material world for those jivas who desire to enjoy separately from Krishna as competitors. This is called Viparyayo Smriti. Viparyayo Smriti is a Sanskrit word. Lord Chaitanya used that word in Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was teaching Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. It means one becomes a competitor of Krishna. Instead of becoming his servant, he's the enjoyer, he's the supreme. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim richati. The way to achieve peace of mind, to understand the Lord as the object of all sacrifice, supreme enjoyer. He is the enjoyer. But we have this attitude that I am the enjoyer. This is our disease. This is our fall down. This is our conditioning. From the lowest living entity to Lord Brahma, we are all contaminated, infiltrated, overcome by this sense of enjoyment. It's another, I don't know the Sanskrit, in the Brahma Samhita, it's called perverted cognition. Perverted cognition. We all are conscious. We all have consciousness, awareness. The jiva, in his unconditioned state, has consciousness. He has qualities that are inherent in the jivatma, the tatastha shakti, consciousness, and many other qualities. But if that consciousness becomes conditioned by the desire to enjoy matter, when the jiva enters this material realm and sees matter, he becomes bewildered into thinking he's the enjoyer of matter. Oh, this beautiful world, so many facilities are here. As soon as that forgetfulness takes place, the consciousness, the cognition becomes perverted. Perverted cognition. The thought process that I'm the enjoyer. The whole foundation of our psychology in the conditioned state as conditioned souls is that we are the enjoyer. And when we don't enjoy, we become frustrated and angry, and the whole process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. By contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops attraction for them, and from attraction, lust, and lust comes anger, from anger comes forgetfulness of memory loss, and then one loses his intelligence, and then falls down into the material pool. Bloop, Prabhupada used that word, bloop. That word bloop means, is the sound of something falling into a bowl of water. Bloop. So Prabhupada used to use that word that when somebody leaves Krishna consciousness, they blooped. You don't hear that anymore, but. So, although spiritual life is there, it's easy. Simple, in a sense, the truth is very simple. Simple for the simple, Prabhupada said, difficult for the crooked. But Maya is very strong. And he also said, the problem is, Maya is not, actually he said that Maya is not strong, your determination is weak. Our determination is what's weak from our attachments and so many other things. That we find it difficult to give up things. We find it difficult to surrender, to make sacrifices. But it's a gradual process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process, but we have to make sure we're in the process and following the process and practicing the process, sadhana bhakti. And then gradually the different stages are there. Sadhu Sangha, bhajana kriya, anarpana vritti, etc. All these stages will come if we stick to the process. And then eventually, love of God, prema, will develop, bhava and prema. This is our goal, to develop that kind of ecstatic love that these residents of Vaikuntha have for Vishnu. We're developing our love for Krishna. It's a little different, but still we it's the same love, just a different manifestation towards a different form of Godhead. Vishnu or Narayan, all the unlimited forms of the Lord. So, reading these wonderful descriptions of the spiritual world is very inspiring. Hearing Shravanam is the most important process in devotional service, because by that hearing, we'll become attracted. By that hearing, we actually, our realization, our faith won't be blind. It's not a blind faith, but it's a realization and experience. We were talking about that yesterday, Pran Govinda, that the faith becomes a realization, not just an intellectualization necessarily, or philosophy. It becomes an experience that one can taste. And when you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you get a sense of the taste that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya have for, and Lord Chaitanya himself, for chanting the holy names and hearing the Bhagavatam and hearing the pastimes of the Lord with his cowherd friends and the gopis. Different levels for different people. It doesn't come all at once. But hearing is the beginning and the end. It's the means and it is also the end. Because in the end, you'll still be chanting Hare Krishna, you'll still be reading Bhagavatam and hearing the pastimes of the Lord. So we're not impersonalists, that we're just trying to... The impersonalists, I'm going to go on too long, but the impersonalists also, they read the Bhagavatam, but the purpose of their hearing the pastimes of the Lord is so that they can eventually drop the Lord and become the Lord. It's a big difference. It's not even subtle. It's a big difference. So, let's continue to hear these wonderful descriptions of the spiritual world and make our way back to home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions? You can make one up.
Give me a second.
What is Sunanda means? Did Prabhupada explain when he gave you the name?
No, I didn't get that. Prabhupada wasn't present when I got my name. But there are different meanings. There are different meanings. What it means, it's actually the name of Balaram's club. Yeah, Nanda and Sunanda, the guards, yeah. But it's the club of Balaram, and technically, my understanding is it means nice boy. Nanda like Krishna, nice boy. So Sunanda means nice boy.
Nanda Balaram is happiness also.
Ah, blissful, yeah, blissful. Very blissful.
Extremely blissful.
Yeah, Sunanda.
Is that you?
Sometimes, when I get association of people like you. Yeah, so the club of Balaram.
Hey.
Something about science, okay?
Sure. Well, we all say, how, the people come to the material because they want to be the enjoyer. But we are, in one sense, well, we're sectarian jurists. We're meant to enjoy it. And this idea of being, quote unquote, enjoy is actually miserable. So it seems like it's screwed up language. You know, you want to be the enjoyer in a way that isn't enjoyment at all.
That's the illusion. We're running after an illusion.
So, like we say, oh, Christian, you know, to enjoy the material world is, there's no enjoyment there. So, I don't know, it sounds like dysfunctional use of language or something.
Even if there is enjoyment, you know, I have a godbrother, and he's presented this perspective of the material world that, you know, we as devotees we always say the material world is full of suffering. Dukkhalayam shashvatam. Krishna says it's a place of misery with the repeated birth and death and all that. But another perspective of it is a place of, there are places in this material world where there's very, very intense enjoyment. And if you act properly, you can stay in those places for quite some time. Lord Brahma is not suffering, except when the demons cause some problems here on the earth era, but there is enjoyment. But it's temporary.
Even he has to die also.
Yeah, and he has to die.
Prabodhananda Saraswati, he says this is Sukhala, Krishna Varna Sukhala. So is he captured
in the... There's something before that. When you see from Lord Chaitanya's mercy,
that's
after.
None of the... But the point is that none of the enjoyments that are here in the material world will satisfy the soul. That's the bottom line. Whether you the body of Brahma or a demigod or anything, it's just not our nature to enjoy this material energy. It's just temporary. And the thing that will satisfy the soul and bring us enjoyment is to bring Krishna enjoyment. And that's the whole mood of the gopis, and especially the gopis, is they have no desire whatsoever for their own enjoyment. They only want to please Krishna. And when they see that Krishna has pleased their enjoyment, they get enjoyment. And then when Krishna sees that they get enjoyment, he gets more enjoyment. And when he gets more enjoyment, from seeing them get enjoyment, then their enjoyment increases. And it's always increasing, ever increasing enjoyment. But here we have no, you know, you can enjoy something for a while, you know, you can listen to a song or eat something, but how many times can you listen to the same song or eat the same thing or whatever over and over and over again? But in the spiritual realm, the enjoyment is so such that when you do something, it's so enjoyable, you don't want to do it over and over and over again, because you're giving Krishna pleasure and that makes you happy. So it's a totally different perspective. Totally different perspective of enjoyment. Everything, the whole world that we live in is mad with enjoyment, you know, it's just mad with sense gratification. You know, the advertisements and the things people do, gross types of sense gratification. It's just, they can't satisfy their itch, so they have to create new things, more and more things, and better things, and new technology, and this doesn't work. It's the dangling carrot that Maya is hanging in front of our face, you know, and we're going after that carrot. Like the donkey going after that carrot. So I'll stop here now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Krishna.